Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to West Plains High School Gym tonight. We've got girls basketball action for you. The Willow Springs Lady Bears taking on the West Plains Lady Zizzers tonight. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains, ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance and Direction of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains, and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness of West Plains, and the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Blackhorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman of West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance, West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, West Plains, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. The Bull Springs Lady Bears and West Plains Lady Zizzers getting ready to do battle here. And this is the season opener for both ball clubs tonight, as this will be the first game of the season in the JV contest that just got over with a little bit ago. West Plains won it 47-15 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Welcome to the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, and we'll take a break. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. We'll talk to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
I've heard people say there's a bank on every corner, but the fact is there's only a few banks in the area that are locally owned and operated with local shareholders, and that's important. Seems like the big banks are getting bigger. Well, at Community First, they're small enough to answer every phone call personally, yet big enough to service all your banking needs. Maybe it's time you make the switch to a local bank with people you know and trust. Go local. Go Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
You can now get quality Delta trailers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Check out the 500 ES Livestock Bumper Hitch trailer for just $45.99. It's built with the same quality you've come to expect from Delta, including their industry-leading baked on urethane paint finish. And they're made in Arkansas. See the Delta trailers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Lady Zizzers coming in tonight. Like we said, they're 0-0, first game of the season. For Coach Scott Womack, he'll be starting Mackenzie Brunson, the junior, Allie Hozapple, the senior, Bree Harlan, the senior, Ashton Judd, the sophomore, and Cass Cunningham, the senior. Well, Ashton Judd, big news over the summer. She grew, folks. She's now the tallest player on the Lady Zizzer team. She's an inch taller than Cass Cunningham. But Ashton can hit the outside shot, so we're looking for some big things this year from sophomore Ashton Judd. The seniors, Cass Cunningham, Bree Harlan, and Allie Hozapple, they're going to have to lead this team, because when the Zizzers, Lady Zizzers, go to the bench, well, it's a sophomore, two freshmen, another sophomore, and a junior. So Lady Zizzers are a very young ball club. Willow Springs is going to start Tessa Dudridge, Darcy Pointer, Liz Sheehan, Ashlyn Jones, and Keena Lowe. That's the starting lineup for Coach Judy Tolley of the Lady Bears. And that's two seniors and three sophomores will be starting for the Lady Bears. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School. Willow Springs Lady Bears being introduced right now. First one out is Ashlyn Jones, a sophomore. And let's see, here comes Tessa Dudridge, the senior. And Darcy Pointer, the senior, is the next one out. Here's number 21, Liz Sheehan, the sophomore. And number 23 is Tina Lowe. She's a sophomore. Lady Bears coached by Judy Tolley, assisted by David Cox. All right. Time now for the Lady Zizzers to be introduced for you. And Mackenzie Brunson, the junior, is the first one out for the Lady Zizzers. Allie Hozapple, the senior, is up next. Here comes Bree Harlan. She's a senior. Sophomore, Ashton Judd. And senior Cass Cunningham will round out the starting five for the West Plains Lady Zizzers this evening. To start off, Lady Zizzers coached by Coach Scott Womack, assisted by Cassidy Johnson and Sammy Radosovich. So hope you're ready, and hope you enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. I want to remind you, at the end of the ball game tonight, we'll have an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game we'll choose. So, already out to jump will be Liz Sheehan. She will jump center for the Lady Bears from Willow Springs. Lady Zizzers getting their final instructions. And they will come out onto the floor. And it will be Allie Hozapple to jump center for the Lady Zizzers. 8 minutes on the clock, and the brand new season is underway. Hozapple gets it out to Bree Harlan. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. They'll set up the offense. It's a 2-3 zone by Willow Springs. Harlan goes right side to Judd on the wing. And they'll go back door to Mackenzie Brunson. Lady Scissors have the quick 2-0 lead. And they'll open up in a 2-2-1 full court press here. Hose Apple and Cunningham's going to steal the basketball for the Lady Scissors. Brunson will bring it across the timeline. She'll go right side to Judd. Down the right corner, that's Cunningham. Up top to Brunson. Back to the right wing. Judd on the three-pointer. It's good. There's our first OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains three-pointer. Ashton Judd hits it. Lady Scissors up 5-0. Just underway first quarter. And with the basketball is Dudridge. And now we got timeout. Willow Springs, Lady Bears, 7:08 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors up 5-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Scissors up 5-0. Lady Bears with the basketball. And it will be Jones across the timeline. And they try to go back door, but Hoseapple picks off the pass. Bree Harlan brings it up in a hurry across the timeline. She'll go right wing to Judd. Judd over to Brunson now. Back up top, and then Mackenzie Brunson just kind of took her eye off the ball as she was passing it back to Bree Harlan. It goes out of bounds. First turnover on the Lady Scissors. Jones will bring it up across the timeline. And she's looking to come right side, two-pointer. Now they give it to Dudridge on the left wing. Dudridge trying to get down in the block, and she does. Loose basketball. Now Dudridge on the wing from the left side. It's good. That's a Dudridge. It's the three. And the Lady Scissor lead is 2. 6:20 to go first quarter. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Right side on the wing. That's Hoseapple. Judd up top of the key. Now they'll go in the corner. Bree Harlan, she'll pop up the jumper. It is no good. Dudridge with the rebound for Willa. It'll be Jones to bring the ball across the timeline. On the right side, goes to the free throw line. Kicks it back out. That'll be the pointer. Corner. And we've got a foul on the Lady Scissors. First foul of the evening. And I believe that's going to be Allie Hoseapple, her first team foul on the Lady Scissors. Dudridge will throw it in under the basket for Willa. Gets it out to Jones up top. And Jones will have it on the right wing now. They'll try to go inside. Hoseapple knocks it out of bounds on the pass from Pointer. So it'll be Lady Bears ball underneath once again. Lady Scissors up by 2, 5:47 to go first quarter. And it's Pointer in the corner with it. Jones, that's Dudridge. At the free throw line, kicks it up top to Jones. Jones comes right side to Dudridge on the wing. Now they go inside. Now down on the block. It's stolen away by Mackenzie Brunson. Here come the Lady Scissors across the timeline. Judd on the wing. She's going to shoot the three. And she got it. Ashton Judd has her second OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer in the ball game. And it's Sheehan with the basketball. She turns it over. It's out of bounds. Off of Sheehan, Lady Scissors will have it. And coming into the ball game now will be number 3 for the Lady Bears, and that'll be Chapin. So Chapin comes in. Lady Scissors with it. Brunson on the left wing. Up top she'll go to Judd. On the left wing now it's Cunningham. Down the left corner, Brunson. She'll drive the baseline, pull up off the backboard, no good. Battle underneath, and we've got a foul. And I believe it's going to be on Judd. Let's wait and see. It may be. No, they called that one on Brunson. That's her first, second team foul on Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors with a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press now. And Chapin will bring it up, gives it across timeline to Jones. Underneath, shot up, and good that time. And that is low with the basket. We're Lady Zoomers up by 3-8-5 with 4:30 to go. Down in the right corner is Holzapfel. She'll bring it up. Cunningham on the right wing. Brunson up top. Brunson looking to drive. She's going to get knocked down. We got a foul on Willa. And that one, I believe, is going to go against Chapin. It is. That's her first. First team foul on Willow Springs. Lady Zizzers will inbound. Cunningham under the basket. And looking over to the right corner to Brunson. Brunson now goes up top to Bree Harlan. Bree doing some dribbling. Down back in the corner to Holzapfel. Driving the baseline. And they get the ball inside. There's a travel by Ashton Judd. She wouldn't have traveled if they didn't have a hold of basketball. If anything, should have been like a jump ball there, but it'll go over to the Lady Bears with just over four minutes to go here in the first quarter. Chafin on the left wing, back up top. Now she spins to the free throw line. A little floater up, and it's good. Chafin scores, and the Ladies' Zizzer lead is 1-8-7 with 3:50 to go first quarter. Harlan with the basketball up top. We'll go right side. That's Brunson on the wing. Back up to Harlan. And now they go out to Brunson on the right wing. And we've got a foul. I believe they're going to catch Liz Sheehan, they said. Grabbed her on the arm. So let's see. Coming in now is Scarborough. And coming out is Lowe for the Lady Bears. Cunningham will inbound on the side. Gets it to Brunson. Up top to Harlan. Lady Zizzers will set the offense now. It's Cass Cunningham on the left wing. She'll shoot the three, and it's good. Cass Cunningham with the three-pointer. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer, and the Lady Zizzers lead is 4. Dedrich gives it back to Jones, who will get it across the timeline, and she almost travels. Now we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. See who they call this one on. And this one is going to be on Bree Harlan. That's her first, third team foul on Lady Zizzers. Dedrich will throw it in. Now it's back to Jones, I should say. Right side, Chafin with the basketball. Down into the corner. They'll go underneath, and it's stolen away by Ashton Judd. Judd with the basketball gives it up to Brunson. Lady Zizzers will bring it across the timeline, set the offense. Bree Harlan on the right wing. Bree Harlan up top. That's Mackenzie Brunson inside the lane. Jumper is good. Brunson's got 4 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 6. 2:44 to go here in the first quarter. And no, Bree Harlan had it tied up, but they're going to, I believe, call her with a foul. Yes, they are, and that's 2 fouls on Bree Harlan. 14 fouls. And now, coming into the ball game is the freshman, Kaylee Dixon. And Bree Harlan will have to have a seat. Dudridge will throw it in from the side, up top. That'll be Jones. Jones, they'll go down in the right corner. That's Chafin. She'll penetrate in the lane. Shot up, blocked by Cass Cunningham. Underneath, blocked again, but Cunningham's going to get called for the foul. That's her first. 15 foul on Lady Scissors. And that will send Emily Scarborough to the free throw line, shooting 2 for Willa. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzer lead is 6, and Scarborough misses the first one. Here comes the second one. And it's no good as well. And Judd battling for the rebound in there. No, Dixon on the floor. We've got a jump ball, and it's going to Willa. Lady Bears will have it. Down in the right corner, they'll get it to Jones. Up top to Chafin. Now down in the corner, long three is no good. And Ashton Judd, Lady Zizzers couldn't corral the basketball, and they missed it. And now we've got a foul under the basket as Judd hits the floor. This will go against the Lady Bears. And that's going to be the second foul on Sheehan. 13 foul on Lady Bears. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 6. Brunson picks a dribble up, goes to Judd at the free throw line. Back door there, Dixon, shot up, no good. And up the floor, here comes Jones with the basketball. Top of the key, she'll go left side, Dedridge on the wing, back up top to Jones. Back to Dedridge on the left wing. She'll drive the baseline all the way down and miss the shot. And now we got a travel call. It'll go over to the Zizzers, Lady Zizzers. So coming out will be Sheehan. Coming back into the ballgame will be Lowe. And the Lady Zizzers will have it with a minute 40. Hoseapple comes out now. And Drew Harris comes in, the other freshman for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson with it. She'll control the offense now up top, direct some traffic. Now she's got Cunningham on the right wing. Back up top to Brunson. It's Judd at the free throw line. Back door is Harris. Shot up, no good. Brunson, she couldn't get it on the rebound. Dixon shot it, no good. Here comes Chafin out of the pack with a basketball. Chafin goes to the right side. And there's a travel on Jones. Minute 11 to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzard lead is stuck on 6. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson, right side to Cunningham. On the wing, back up to Brunson. She'll stop the free throw line. Dixon from the baseline, it's good. Kaylee Dixon, the freshman, got her first point of the ball game, and it's a 15-7 Lady Zizzard lead. Chafin all the way up the floor. And shot up, no good. And Ashton Judd just committed her foul, first foul of the ball game. She'll put Lowe on the free throw line. As somebody lost track of Lowe on the full court press, and Lowe was all the way back under the basket. She missed the first shot, was fouled on the second one, and she misses the first free throw. Lady Zizzers with 16 fouls here in the first quarter. 3 for the Lady Bears. First free throw is no good. Here's the second one, and it is no good as well. And Judd, we've got a foul, and it's against the Lady Bears on the rebound on the missed free throw. That's going to go against Scarborough. That's her first. Fourth team foul. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball and an 8-point lead. Brunson, left wing. That'll be Dixon, and she just traveled with the basketball. So the freshman Dixon looking inside, drug her foot. Lady Bears with it. Dedridge gets it back to Jones. Jones up top, it's Chafin, right side. Dedridge on the wing is going to shoot. It's good. Yes, Dedridge has got 2 3-pointers in the first half, 6 points. Chafin steals the basketball, but Brunson steals it back. Brunson brings the ball up. Judd, top of the key, will shoot it. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound comes down, and Drew Harris back. Jones with the shot, and it's good. At the end of one, Lady Zizzers lead is 15-7. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers basketball, 100.9 the train.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers with a 17-10 lead. And now they're corrected. It's a 15. That's what I had. So it's a 15-12 lead. for the Lady Visitors. Lady Visitors will get the basketball, start the second quarter. Cunningham will throw it in. Bree Harlan, Brunson, Judd, and Drew Harris into the ball game for the Lady Visitors. And now, Willa has come out into a man-to-man. Mackenzie Brunson up top. She'll dribble in. Kicks it out. Cass Cunningham misses the long three-pointer. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor ball as it goes off the hands of Scarborough. She couldn't control it. Lady Scissor ball on the side. Cunningham will throw it in. Up top to Brunson. Brunson, Bree Harlan, back to Brunson. Kicks it over. Drew Harris on the jumper is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Lady Bears basketball. Still some full court pressure by the Lady Scissors. Edley Jones with the basketball. Back to Chapin. Scarborough back up, almost stolen away. Loose basketball, but they get it back to Scarborough. And it is stolen away by Mackenzie Brunson. Here comes Brunson the other way. Up ahead, it's Judd, and it's good. Ashton Judd got 8 points in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it by five. Jones will bring it up. Chapin with it on the right side. She'll throw it up, no good. Rebound to Drew Harris. Here comes Bree Harlan up the floor with the basketball. Kicks it out. Cunningham back to Brunson. Underneath, it's Drew Harris and couldn't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Scarborough. Jones will bring it up. She'll come right side. Now Bree Harlan just picked up her third foul, and this is what the ladies' visitors cannot get into is foul trouble. Bree Harlan's going to have to sit now. Allie Hozapa will come back in for the ladies' visitors. Jones will go to the free throw line. Shooting two. I guess she was shooting. Guess not. One and one. Oh, that's it. Ladies' visitors are in the penalty, so... Anyway, she missed it. Brunson with the basketball. Right side to Cunningham on the wing. Down the block back to Cunningham. Up top, it's Judd. Into the paint. Kicks it out to Brunson on the left corner. Brunson dribbles back up top. Now it's Judd in the left corner. She'll shoot the three, and it's good. Ashton Judd with an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer, her third of the night. Ladies and gentlemen have their biggest lead of eight. Ball goes out of bounds as Jones collides with Cunningham. It'll be Lady Bears basketball. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. And it'll be Jones with it up top for the Lady Bears. Right side to Dudridge on the wing. Now they'll go back door, and Scarborough left all alone for the easy two. Underneath the bucket, she got behind the Zizzer defense, Lady Zizzer defense. Brunson, right side, Drew Harris, gives it up to Hozapple in the right corner. Hozapple kicks it up top. Cunningham for three. It's no good. Inside is Judd, and Judd gets thrown to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball and give it to the Lady Bears. That kind of looked like a foul to me, folks, but anyway... Here they come, right up the court, and Lady Scissors almost got the steal underneath the Scarborough. Now the ball is loose, picked up by Brunson. Here comes the Lady Scissors up the floor. Brunson ahead to Allie Hozapple, shot up and good. Allie's got her first points of the ball game. It's an 8-point Lady Scissors lead with 5:10 to go here in the first half. And stolen away by Drew Harris, and Harris on the layup. Drew Harris with her first varsity point for the year. Jones with the basketball. Now she'll go up to Pointer. Pointer gives it back to Jones. Lady Scissors with her biggest lead of the game at 10. And shot up, no good. But underneath, no good. Missed on the rebound. Cunningham comes out of the pack with the basketball. Gives it up to Brunson, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Judd. Let's see, Hozapple on the right side. Cunningham down in the right corner. Cross court to Mackenzie Brunson. She lost it. It's going to be tied up, and it's going to go to the Lady Scissors. Brunson trying to drive into the lane, lost the handle on it, got tied up. All right, we'll try to keep up with the substitutions here as Willa has swapped out for three players. Allie Hoseapple underneath it. Good. Hoseapple's got four in a ball game. The ladies is her lead now. Is, I believe it's now 12. Shot up, no good that time by Chapin. Harris with the rebound. Cunningham gives it up to Brunson. Brunson will bring it across the timeline. Set up the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson goes to Cunningham on the left wing. Lady Zizzers, no movement right now. Now they go cross court to Hoseapple back up top. Now it's Judd back to Brunson. It's Cunningham cross court, and Hoseapple couldn't hang on to it. And there's a travel on Cox for Willa. Kaylee Dixon will come back into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And I didn't see, oh, here we go. Drew Harris is going to come out of the ball game. Brunson will bring it up with 3:30 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up by 12. Brunson goes back door to Dixon. And she'll be shooting too. They're going to call a foul that time on McDaniel. That's her first. And that's the 15th foul on the Lady Bears. McDaniel blocked the shot at Dixon, but Dixon will shoot two, and she makes the first one. So Dixon's got three in the ball game. Ladies, his lead is 13, their biggest lead of the ball game. And she makes the second one. 4 points for Dixon. It's a 14-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Jones with the basketball. Ross court to McDaniel. Back to Jones. Out of bounds off Jones' hand. And it'll be Lady Zizzer ball at half court. The Lady Bears having a little bit of trouble with that press of the Lady Zizzers. Brunson up top. She'll give it up to Dixon. Down the right corner, cross court. They'll go to Cunningham on the baseline. It's good for the jumper. Cass Cunningham, she's got five, and Lady Bears won a timeout. 3:04 to go in the first half. 30-14, Lady Zizzers lead. Back in 30 seconds, listening to Lady Zizzer basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears 30-14. 3:04 to go here in the first half. Lady Bears with the basketball. And let's see, Dedrich up to Jones. She'll get it across the timeline. Jones almost lost the handle on it. Chafin down on the baseline now with the basketball. On the right wing, up top is Dedrich. Down underneath, shot up, no good. And Lady Zizzers come up with the basketball. They got the rebound. Brunson across the timeline. Right side to Cunningham. Up top to Brunson, back to Judd, free throw line. Tried to go inside to Hoseapple, and she was covered up. Stolen away by the Lady Bears. Jones will bring the ball up the floor. And it's blocked by Judd. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be the Lady Bears basketball underneath. Coming into the ball game now will be Olga Sands for the Lady Bears. Coming out is going to be Keena Lowe. So Jones on the left wing with the basketball. Lady Zizzers have their biggest lead of the ball game at 16. And Sands in the lane, and she has a jump ball. It'll go to Willow Springs. Sands looked like she just started pushing people with her left arm in there, but she couldn't move anybody. She wasn't strong enough. All right. The Lady Bears will throw it in again. Dethridge underneath. Goes up top to Jones. Jones on the right wing. And ball is deflected. Brunson with it. Here comes Brunson the other way. Dethridge gets back, but Brunson on the layup. Kenzie Brunson's got six in the ball game. Lady Scissors up by 18, 32-14. Jones throws it right to Brunson. Here comes Brunson again on the layup. It's good. And Lady Scissor lead is 20 with a minute 45 to go here in the first half. Dethridge will bring it up across the timeline this time. And it'll be out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bear basketball on the side. Ashton Judd will come out of the ball game. Drew Harris comes back in for the Lady Scissors. Jones up top. Right side to Chapin on the wing. Down in the corner. And we've got a 3-second call on Willow Springs. And coming back in, Scarborough. And coming out will be Sands. Minute 28 to go here in the first half. Lady Scissor lead is 20. Cunningham. It'll be Brunson bringing the ball up. And it's Dixon down the baseline to Harris. They'll go up top to Brunson. Left side, Kaylee Dixon missed the shot. Hozapfel with the ball. We got a jump ball. And it's going to be Lady Scissor basketball. Minute 10 to go here in the first half. 34-14, Lady Scissors with the lead. Hozapfel up top to Dixon, around to Brunson. Back to Cunningham now. She'll penetrate. Goes up to Brunson in the lane. Shot up. It's good. Mackenzie Brunson, she's got 10 in the ball game, and it's a 22-point lead. 53 seconds to go. Jones with the basketball, and it's going to be stolen away by Cunningham. Brunson with it now. We'll bring it across the timeline. Now Hozapfel with the basketball. Kicks it out to Harris. Back to Cunningham. She'll shoot the three from the wing. It's good. Cass Cunningham hits an 0-2 at City Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. 39-14. Lady Scissors with the lead. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Chafin on the right wing. Jones down the right corner. Chafin up top now. She'll drive, cuts it inside. They'll kick it back up top to Dethridge. Left side to Jones now. Knocked away. Jones picks it up. 8 seconds. They'll go cross court to Chafin. 5 seconds. And it's stolen by Drew Harris. Cunningham with it. She'll throw it up from half court. It's no good. And the Lady Scissors lead it by the score of 39-14 here at the half. We'll take a break. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Scissors.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Scissors lead at 39-14 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Leading the way for the West Plains Lady Scissors, Ashton Judd has 11, Mackenzie Brunson with 10, 8 points for Cass Cunningham, 4 points for Allie Hozapfel, 4 points for Kaylee Dixon, 2 points for Drew Harris. Only Bree Harlan's in foul trouble with 3 for the Lady Scissors here in the first half. For the Lady Bears, they're led by 6 points from Tessa Dethridge, 2 points apiece from Jones, Lowe, Scarborough, and Chafin, and nobody is in foul trouble. Lady Zizzers led it 15-12 at the end of one, and Lady Zizzers caused several turnovers and took advantage and scored points off those turnovers. They held at Willow Springs Lady Bears to just 2 points there in the second quarter as they scored 24, and they lead it 39-14 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a break for the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll be back in just a little bit to talk more Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
I've heard people say there's a bank on every corner, but the fact is, there's only a few banks in the area that are locally owned and operated with local shareholders, and that's important. Seems like the big banks are getting bigger. Well, at Community First, they're small enough to answer every phone call personally, yet big enough to service all your banking needs. Maybe it's time you make the switch to a local bank with people you know and trust. Go local. Go Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Conquer fall and save now on steel power equipment from Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. For a limited time, save $60 on the steel MS-250 chainsaw with an 18-inch bar, now just $299.99, and the MS-271 and MS-291 have $30 rebates. Get these deals and more on quality steel products at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, they're more than up our store.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
No matter the weather, it's driving weather. As the temperatures cool, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, you can get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, much more than a tire store. Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains Halftime Show. Ladies, Zizzers lead at 39-14 here at the half. Want to thank our sponsors tonight: Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Harvey Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness of West Plains, and the Zizzer Zone, Petty Ingles of West Plains. Our boosters tonight: Ozark Awards of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon of West Plains, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of West Plains is there, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and there. Those are the folks bringing you the ball game here tonight. And, by the way, here at the half, Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, 39-14, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we want to say that the Lady Zizzers, after tonight, their next action will be on Tuesday night, December the 3rd. They will take part in the 39th annual Fair Grove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament in Fair Grove. They'll play Tuesday night, December 3rd, 6 o'clock, against Monette. Lady Zizzers were seeded second in the tournament. Clever was seeded number one in the tournament. So they'll play the 7th seed Monette at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, December 3rd. West Plains Zizzer boys will not see action. Their first game won't be until Friday night, December the 6th, when the freshman JV and varsity Zizzer boys will host the Willow Springs Bears right here at the West Plains High School gym. Now, the freshman game starts at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow, and that's on Friday night, December the 6th, first game for the West Plains Zizzer boys. Okay, both teams are back to the bench, and they're ready, getting some final instructions. Lady Zizzers causing several turnovers, getting some easy baskets there in the first half. They also missed quite a few easy shots. First game for the Lady Zizzers, first game for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And the Lady Zizzers lead at 39-14 here at the half as we get ready to start the third quarter play. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains halftime show. All right, Lady Zizzers will have their same all five starters that started the game. They'll be out there. And the Lady Bears will get the basketball first. Jones with it. Lady Zizzers, some half-court trapping now. And Cass Cunningham almost had the steal. Hoseapple knocked it away. Underneath, shot up and good by Lowe. Lady Zizzers had their hands on it twice, but they couldn't get it. Now Willow is going to do some pressing themselves. Brunson goes cross court to Harlan. Bree Harlan up the floor to Allie Hoseapple. And it's stolen away. Up the floor. Here comes Dudridge. Dudridge with the basketball. And Cass Cunningham steals it right back. Cunningham gives it up to Brunson. She'll bring it across the timeline. And Brunson will set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Willow back in a 2-3 zone now. Hoseapple up top to Judd. Back to Cunningham on the left wing. Brunson down. She'll drive the baseline. Inside to Judd. She'll kick it out. Bree Harlan. Shot no good. We've got a foul on the Lady Zippers. See who it is. And I believe Brunson just picked up her second foul of the ball game, first team foul of the second half for the Lady Pigeons. Jones bringing it up. Back up to Dudridge. Now they get it. And Lady Zizzers got their hands on it, but Jones gets it across the timeline. Dudridge up top. Now they go underneath. That's low down the baseline. Back up top to Jones. She'll reset the offense here. Jones is coming left side. Dudridge. Dudridge. And there's a foul on the Lady Zizzers. I believe Ashton Judd just picked up her second team foul. And Dudridge will throw it in under the basket. She'll give it up to Pointer. Up to Jones. They try to go inside, and they do underneath. And we've got another foul on the Lady Zizzers. That's going to be Cass Cunningham, and that's her second, third team foul. And Lowe goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And she makes the first one. So it looks like the Lady Bears have decided they're going to go inside the low. They don't think, well, she missed the free throw. And Brunson with the rebound. Dudridge is holding her right arm. She may have got hurt there on the rebound. Judd up to Bree Harlan out in the corner. Cunningham for three. It is no good. Judd with the rebound. Bree Harlan with it on the right side. She'll dribble up top. Gives it off to Cass Cunningham. Cass, right side to Judd on the wing. She's up top. It'll go left side. Brunson, she'll shoot a three. It's no good. Allie Hozapfel up high for the rebound and puts it right back in. Allie Hozapfel's got six in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 24 now. And there's a mix-up underneath on the inbound play. Allie Hozapfel missed the layup, but Brunson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul on Willow Springs is going to go against Jones. That's her first team foul. As Jones was trying to throw it in to Pointer, who had turned her back and was running the other way, didn't see it. Brunson hits the free throw. She's got 11 in the ball game. And now, coming into the ball game is Scarborough. And Lowe will come out for Willow Springs. Brunson's second free throw is no good, but Allie Hozapfel's there, and she's going to be fouled over the back. I believe that's Scarborough. And that'll be two on Scarborough. Second team foul on Willa. Cunningham will take it out of bounds for the Lady Zizzers underneath the basket. Hozapfel in the corner, up top to Brunson. Back to Cunningham. Hozapfel hits the deck. Cunningham from the left side for three. It's good. Cass Cunningham on an ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers are up by 28 right now. Jones with the basketball, and stolen away by Brunson. Brunson on the layup. It's good. And timeout is called by Willow Springs as the Lady Zizzers have opened up a 30-point lead, 47-17, 5:26 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Building of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers lead at 47-17 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears with 5:26 to go in the third quarter. And Lady Zizzers keeping up that full court pressure. Now it's a 1-2-2 press, zone press for the now they're falling off to a 1-2-1-1 zone press. And Willa trying to get the ball in. Jones with it. And Bree Harlan just picked up her fourth foul. That is the fourth foul on Bree Harlan. So Kaylee Dixon's going to have to come back into the ball game. So now, Willow will inbound. Jones has the basketball. But he's Izzer's three-quarter court pressure up the floor. And underneath, shot up. No good that time by Sheehan. And Brunson steals the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Mackenzie Brunson kicks it out. It's Cass Cunningham for another three. An OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 50-17. Jones comes left side. Now she'll give it up two-pointer. Corner back to Chapin. And it's stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Here comes Brunson up the floor with the basketball. Across the timeline. Brunson. Judd over to Cunningham. She's going to shoot another three. That one's a little short this time, but Allie Hozapfel with the rebound. Gets it up to Judd. Back over. Brunson's going to shoot the three this time. It's no good. And stolen away by Hozapfel. Shot up. No good. And this time, Willa gets the rebound. And almost lost it out of bounds. Jones is going to pick it up. She'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Jones. Up top to Chapin. Chapin trying to drive. Kicks it out. And in the lane, we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. This pointer will be going to the line and shoot two. Foul that time is on Ashton Judd. That's her third 15 foul on the Lady Zizzers. 4:02 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up 50-17. And the first free throw is no good from Pointer. Drew Harris is going to come in. Ashton Judd will have a seat for Lady Zizzers. And they're checking on Tessa Dudridge down the on the bench there. Underneath, rebound and put back in by Sheehan. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. Dudridge says she's okay. Cunningham will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Brunson down in the corner. That's Dixon. Back up to Brunson. Brunson up top. She'll give it to Cunningham now. 3.5 minutes still third quarter. It's 50-19. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Dixon on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now she'll drive. Shot up, and it's good. Kaylee Dixon with 6 points in the ballgame. The freshman doing a good job here this evening. Jones will bring it across the timeline. Lady Zizzers in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Jones with it. Gives it to now in the lane, and that's Pointer. Missed the shot. Loose basketball, and Hozapfel comes out of the pack with the basketball. Hits the deck. The only reason she hit the deck was because somebody reached down and grabbed her foot, but there's no call. It'll go over to Willow Springs. So Willow will inbound right beside their bench here on the side with 2:57 to go third quarter. And Jones has it up top. That's the offense. Right side she goes to Sheehan. Sheehan lost the basketball. Lady Zizzers have it. Here comes Brunson the other way. Kenzie Brunson, top of the key. Right side to Hozapfel. Down the corner is Cunningham. She thought about the three. Said no. Dixon with it now up top. Left side to Brunson. Brunson now will come up top with the basketball. Now it's Drew Harris. Down the corner is Cunningham. Left side. They'll cross over to Hozapfel. Driving in the lane. And collision there, but ball got loose. Willa has it, and here comes Jones the other way. Jones with the basketball. Left side. She'll give it up to number 14 in the ball game. That's Riley Scarborough. Jones will shoot from the wing. It's no good. Dixon with the rebound. We've got a foul. And that one's going to be called, I believe, on Riley Scarborough. That'll be her first. So now, substitutions. Allie Hozapfel is going to get a break, And Petta Collins comes in the ball game for the first time for the Lady Zizzers. Petta is a sophomore. Cass Cunningham to inbound. Gets it out to Kaylee Dixon. She'll get it across the timeline. Kaylee Dixon up to Brunson, and Brunson will set the offense with a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Down the corner, Cunningham. They'll go inside Brunson, and she's going to get fouled. Mackenzie Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Olga Sands. That's her first. Fourth team foul on Willow Springs. And Brunson to the free throw line shooting two. She hits the first one. So Mackenzie Brunson has 14 in the ball game. It's a 53-19 lead for Lady Zizzers. Minute 46 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw coming up for Mackenzie Brunson. And she missed that one. And we've got a foul. Chapin had the ball, but two Lady Zizzers in pursuit there. See who they call it on. Cass Cunningham's going to get the foul. That's her third. That's the sixth team foul. So one more foul on West Plains. And Willa gets to shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Jones, Dudridge down in the left corner now. They'll go back up top. That's Chapin, right side to Jones. Dudridge in the right corner. It's good. Tessa Dudridge, folks, has 9 points on the night. 3 3-pointers. Dixon, and she's going to be fouled by Dudridge. That's the first foul on Dudridge, and that's the 15th foul on Willow Springs. Minute 23 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it by 31. Cunningham will inbound and gets it to Petta Collins. Petta goes in to Brunson. Brunson on the right wing. Cross cut, and it's stolen away. Here comes Dudridge. And Cass, and Dudridge is going to get the layup. There was contact from both players. That could have been a foul either way, but they didn't call anything. Collins with it across the timeline in the corner to Harris. Her shot is no good. And coming out of the pack is Jones with it. Here comes Jones up for Willa. Top of the key. Jones, she'll give it up to Dudridge now on the right wing. Down the right corner is Sheehan. She'll kick it out to Chapin, cross court to Jones. She'll fire the three from the left wing. No good. Sheehan with the rebound. Shot up and no good. Battling inside is Riley Harris, and she's going to get fouled, I believe, by Sheehan. That should be three on Sheehan. It is. And now that's 16 fouls on both sides, so a foul either side, and free throws the rest of the ball game. Petta Collins with the basketball. She's going to get pushed by Sheehan, and that is the fourth foul on Sheehan, and that's the 17th foul on Willa. So Petta Collins, the sophomore, is going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. That was a frustration foul by Sheehan that time. Collins was driving the baseline, and she just bellied up to her and then pushed her out with her belly. Petta Collins hits the first one. So Petta's got her first point of the ball game and of the new season, the sophomore. Here comes the second one. And it's good. Gives the Lady Zizzers a 31-point lead again with 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Jones is going to walk it up across the timeline. Chapin on the left wing. Chapin at the free throw line gives it to Dudridge. She'll shoot another three. It's no good this time. Riley, or Drew Harris, I should say, with the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds by Willa. And now they'll come with some full court pressure. Brunson with it. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Brunson will bring it up. Now she goes up to Collins. Collins with the basketball, back to Cunningham. It's Brunson, top of the key for the jumper is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Willa basketball with 1 second to go. At the end of three, Lady Zizzers 55, and the Willow Springs Lady Bears 24. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I've heard people say there's a bank on every corner. But the fact is, there's only a few banks in the area that are locally owned and operated with local shareholders. And that's important. Seems like the big banks are getting bigger. Well, at Community First, they're small enough to answer every phone call personally, yet big enough to service all your banking needs. Maybe it's time you make the switch to a local bank with people you know and trust. Go local. Go Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
You can now get quality Delta trailers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Check out the 500 ES Livestock Bumper Hitch Trailer for just $45.99. It's built with the same quality you've come to expect from Delta, including their industry-leading baked-on-urethane paint finish. And they're made in Arkansas. See the Delta trailers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than enough on store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears 55-24. Willow Springs will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. No, the Lady Zizzers get it. Brunson to throw it in, and she'll get it to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan across the timeline, coming down the right side, trying to get the ball inside to Drew Harris, and it's stolen away. Here comes Jones. Jones to Chapin. Down in the corner now is Cedric on the right side. Cross court, Jones will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good, and that's out of bounds. That was off of Cedric, but they're going to say Willow Springs basketball. So Cedric will throw it in right under the basket. Jones will shoot another one. It's blocked by Judd. And Mackenzie Brunson comes out of the pack with the basketball. Left side to Judd. Up top to Bree Harlan. Right side to Hoseapple on the wing. Up top to Harlan. Bree Harlan with it. Now it goes left wing to Brunson. Back up top to Harlan. 7 minutes to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by 31. Bree Harlan looking to drive, kicks it out to Hoseapple. Bree Harlan on the right wing. She'll dribble back up top. And loose basketball picked up by Chapin. And she'll bring it up the floor. Chapin on the right side, kicks it out. Jones, and she walked with it, but no call. Now underneath, shot up and good. That's Scarborough with her fourth point of the ball game. Bree Harlan with it. She'll walk it up across the timeline. Bree Harlan driving the right side. Got a blocking foul on Chapin. And that'll be her second. Bree Harlan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bree Harlan has yet to score tonight. She's been in foul trouble. She's got four fouls. And she makes the first free throw. So she's in the scorebook. And she missed the second one. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball underneath. Off the hands of Mackenzie Cox. Brunson will throw it in, gets it to Harris. She'll get it up top to Judd. Back to Brunson in the lane. Jumper, and she's fouled. Mackenzie Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's the third foul on Scarborough. Emily Scarborough, I should say. Ninth team foul on the Lady Bears. Brunson hits the free throw. She's got 15 in the ball game. She leads all scorers for the Lady Zizzers. Now Jones is going to come out, and Sheehan will come in for Willa. And then also coming in now is Sands. And coming out will be Emily Scarborough. And now the turbo clock is running. Brunson hits the free throw. She's got 16. And the Lady Zizzer lead is 32, so the turbo clock will run unless the... score, the difference in the score, gets under 30. Dedrich kicks it out to Cox. Try to go underneath, and Brunson steals the basketball. Kenzie Brunson brings it up. She'll go to Bree Harlan. Bree will bring it back up top. They'll call the play. Bree's going left side. Up top it'll be Ashton Judd. Trying to drive, kicks it back up. Bree Harlan for three, top of the key, no good. Brunson with the rebound. She'll dribble out to the right corner on the right wing. Now it's Harlan in the right corner for three. It's good. Bree Harlan with the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. 4 minutes to go. Lady Zizzers up 61-26. Chafin kicks it out. Sheehan. And it's knocked away by Holzapfel, but run down by Sheehan. Willow Springs with the basketball. Stands inside, and we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. See who it is. And that one's going against Ashton Judd. That's her fourth. 17 foul on Lady Scissors. Clock continues to run with 3.5 minutes. Now Coach Womack clearing his bench out. We've got Holzapfel, Jade Berry's in, Dixon, Harris, and Bree Harlan into the ball game for the Lady Scissors. So everybody's getting a chance to play. And the first free throw is good by Sands. That's her first point of the ball game. 3 minutes to go. Lady Zizzers up 61-27. And she made the second one. Turbo clock still running with a 33-point lead. Bree Harlan will bring it up. And now we got a foul. That one's going against McDaniel, I believe. And so two shots for Bree Harlan. Jade Berry is the only Lady Zizzer hasn't scored yet in the ball game. Down to 2:38. Bree Harlan makes the free throw. So Bree now has 5 points in the ball game. Allie Holzapfel is going to come out, and Petta Collins will come back in. 2:24 to go, and Bree Harlan missed the free throw. Rebound comes down to Sheehan, up to Chafin. Chafin will bring it up the floor. Chafin on the right side, back to Sheehan up top. They'll go down to the left corner. That'll be Cox. Back up to Sheehan. She'll penetrate inside, and they're going to call a foul instead of a travel. See who this one's on. Going to be on number 32, Jade Berry. That's her first. Minute 48 to go here. And Sheehan to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. Minute 30 to go in the ball game. Next action for the Lady Zizzers will be the Fairgrove Tournament next Tuesday night. Sheehan makes the second free throw. She's got 3 points in the ball game. She'll come out. And Lady Zizzers, now Megan McCracken comes in. So now Everybody has played in the ball game now. Bree Harlan will come out of the ball game. Megan McCracken across the timeline. Coming up on 1 minute to go. Dixon on the left wing. Kaylee Dixon. And it's going to be blocked. And now we've got a jump ball. And it's going to go to Willow Springs with 49 seconds to go. So the Lady Scissors will kick off the season 1-0. Willow Springs Lady Bears will be 0-1. 39 seconds. Lady Bears with the basketball. Almost stolen by Dixon. Underneath they go. Blocked by Harris. And they're trying underneath, but looks like Riley Scarborough is going to the free throw line to shoot two with 19 seconds. This should do it right here. I don't know who they called the foul on now. Yeah, I do. Riley Scarborough hits the first one, her first point of the ball game. Foul goes against Jade Berry, her second. 4 seconds. She missed the free throw. Dixon with it. 1 second from half court. Nowhere close. Lady Zizzers are going to win it. 62-30 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a break. And we'll come back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game show. You're listening, Ladies is a Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It is the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains postgame show. And the Lady Zizzers come away with victory to start the season off 1-0 as they win at 62-30 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. For the Lady Zizzers, they were led tonight by 16 points from Mackenzie Brunson, 14 points from Cass Cunningham, 11 points for Ashton Judd, 6 points for Allie Hoseapple. Bree Harlan had 5. 6 points for Kaylee Dixon. 2 points for Drew Harris. And 2 points for Petta Collins. For Willow Springs, it was Tessa Dudridge leading the way with 11 points. 3 points for Liz Sheehan. Ashlyn Jones had 2. 5 points for Akina Lowe. Mackenzie Cox did not score in the ball game. Emily Scarborough with 4. 2 points for Olga Sands. Chloe Chafin had 2 points. And 1 point for Riley Scarborough. Lady Zizzers led at 15-12 at the end of one. They led it 39-14 at the half, 55-24 at the end of three. Turbo clock kicked in the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers win at 62-30. Lady Zizzers committing 16 fouls in the ball game, 15 fouls for the Lady Bears. And Lady Zizzers, a lot of turnovers in the ball game for both the Lady Bears and the Lady Zizzers. So both teams will need to work on those turnovers and work on those fouls. But other than that, they missed some easy shots, but that's kind of, you kind of expect that in the first game of the season. So hopefully both these teams will settle down and go ahead and have a pretty good season for the rest of the year. The JV Lady Zizzers won 47-15 over Willow Springs. Freshmen did not play tonight. And we'll take a break. When we come back, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, West Plains postgame show. We'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
West Plains Lady Zizzers win at 62-30 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Time now for the ONC Orthopedic Clinic for West Plains Player of the Game. And tonight our Player of the Game is Mackenzie Brunson. The junior scored 16 points in the contest. Cass Cunningham, the senior, had 14, and sophomore Ashton Judd had 11. So Mackenzie Brunson, she's going to be our OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. Well, the Lady Zizzers with their 1-0 record. Next action will come up 1 week from tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, December 3rd, when they will play first-round action of the Fairgrove Girls Basketball Tournament at Fairgrove. Lady Zizzers will take on Monette at 6 p.m., and that's on Tuesday, December the 3rd. And once again, West Plains Zizzer boys, their first ball game won't be until Friday, December the 6th, when they will be right here at the West Plains High School gym hosting the Willow Springs Bears. The freshman game will start at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Let me get my list out here. And the sponsors tonight, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Hardy Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness, West Plains, and the Zizzer Zone, Hattie Ingalls of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. JV Lady Zizzers win it 47-15. Varsity Lady Zizzers win it by the score of 62-30. Want to thank D. Ryan back in the studio for another fine job this evening. And we'll say so long from the West Plains High School gym. We hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.